USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Supreme Court has handed the Trump administration a victory in its bid to limit asylum applications at the southern border. The court has removed an injunction on the plan to deny asylum to anyone who passes through another country on their way to the U.S. border. The Trump administration has announced plans to pull vaping products off the market. Health Secretary Alex Azar says they're being purchased by kids.
In spite of our best efforts at enforcement, at retail enforcement,
there are hundreds of cases of lung illness from vaping, including teenage users. President Trump says he's working with Senate Republicans to create some type of legislation that reduces gun violence without violating the Second Amendment.
We're looking at background checks, and we're looking at putting everything together in a unified way so that we can have something that's meaningful.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Bahamas has designated 2,500 people as missing 10 days after Hurricane Dorian struck the islands. The Bahamas National Emergency Management Agency said the Department of Social Services is compiling a register of missing people based on reports through the missing persons hotlines and other means. NEMA added that the list has not been checked against government records of people staying in shelters and that some people evacuated from Abaco and Grand Bahama Islands and they haven't registered with social services. Health Minister Duane Sands confirmed the death toll has risen to 50. NEMA said 2,043 people are being housed in shelters on the island of New Providence, adding that one of the shelters was at full capacity. Disaster Relief and Reconstruction Committee Chairman John Michael Clark also said there are plans to place 4,000 people in temporary housing in Marsh Harbor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Authorities arrested a dozen leaders of a California-based church that were accused of subjecting dozens of homeless people to forced labor and holding them against their will. Court documents state that 12 church leaders with the Imperial Valley Ministries were arrested and charged with conspiracy, forced labor, document servitude, and benefits fraud. U.S. Attorney Robert Brewer said in a statement, the indictment alleges an appalling abuse of power by church officials who preyed on vulnerable homeless people with promises of a warm bed and meals. The victims were held captive, stripped of their humble financial means, their identification, their freedom, and their dignity. According to the indictment, the church leaders allegedly locked homeless people inside group homes with deadbolt locks while confiscating their identification to prevent them from escaping its homes. The church also allegedly stole the victims' welfare benefits and subjected them to harsh rules such as only being able to read one book, the Bible, and being prohibited from discussing things of the world. If they didn't follow the rules, they would be punished. They were required to panhandle and give their earnings to the church, believing if they didn't, they would suffer serious psychological, financial, or reputational harm. Prosecutors say all of the identified victims have been freed. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.